The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
Hi, this is Tom Throssell with Community Comment. I heard a saying the other day that kind of stuck to my ribs. It went something like this. I've never met a bitter person who is thankful, and I've never met a thankful person who's bitter. You and I both have a lot to be thankful for. If you're listening to this, you're either a resident or a visitor of Humboldt County, or listening online. That means one of three things. One, you live in the most beautiful place on earth. Two, you're visiting one of the most beautiful places on earth. Or three, you're blessed enough to have a computer with internet connection to listen online. Either way, you have a lot to be thankful for. I was born here, so yes, I am a little biased, but Humboldt County has some of the most beautiful trees in the world. We have great mountains and national parks for hiking, biking, hunting, and camping, rivers and streams for fishing and boating, and some of the most gorgeous coastline on the planet. I've lived in many parts of the U.S., and I've lived in South and Central America for nearly 10 years, but I've yet to find a place that compares with the diversity and beauty of Northern California. I'm not saying that Humboldt County is perfect. I know we have our issues, but if we just sit and bellyache about the problems and do nothing about them, then we become bitter, angry people. After living in other places, believe me, we have a lot to be thankful for. In many places I've lived, I've encountered corrupt police. Sorry to say, but it's true. That may exist in Humboldt County, but every officer I know here, I have great respect for. I've worked with Sheriff Billy Hansel on multiple occasions, and he is an honest man and a good leader, and I'm thankful for our sheriff. I can say the same thing about the handful of deputies that I know. Sergeant Griffin, Corporal Craig, and the others that I have contact with at the Sheriff's Department are all upright officers in our community. Everything I've seen from Eureka Police Chief Steve Watson has been honorable and upright. I've known Ranger Gagnon for nearly 30 years and can attest that he is a trustworthy and faithful police officer. I'm thankful for the men and women who protect and serve us, and I want to reiterate, I know we don't have a perfect community, but I think there's a lot to be thankful for. I'll confess I did complain about the recent power outages, but I want you to consider the positive side. I believe my power was out for about 72 hours. We've had 322 days so far this year, which means we experienced 7,728 hours of reliable power and 72 hours without. That's a 1% failure rate. When we complain and grumble, we're focusing on the 1% and forgetting about the 99%. Truthfully, I heard many people say the outages encouraged them to spend more time together as a family, playing games and talking. Be thankful the power went out if it caused your family to spend time together. As we head into Thanksgiving, I want to encourage you to make a list of the things you're thankful for. If you don't have much, thank God for what you do have. Be thankful for the little things, because it's your choice. Do you want to be thankful or bitter? Thank you. This is Tom Throssell for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.